Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
There's an old saying, you get what you pay for. A study published this month in the Medical Journal Obstetrics and Gynecology seems to prove just that. The piece, entitled Changes in Abortion Rates Between 2000 and 2008 and Lifetime Incidence of Abortion, was written by researchers with the Guttmacher Institute, which was originally founded as a special research affiliate of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. They claim that restrictions on abortion disproportionately affect poor women. While pointing to data showing an 8% drop in abortion rates across the board from 2000 to 2008, Guttmacher goes on to suggest that higher abortion rates among poorer women and abortion restrictions are somehow connected. Yet their thesis goes undefended in the rest of the piece. As National Right to Life's Director of Education and Research, Dr. Randall O'Bannon noted in a press statement, "How common sense regulations, like right-to-know laws, which tell women about abortion's risk and alternatives, which are better for both them and their unborn children, are supposed to hurt poor women, is hard to fathom." The overall downward trend of abortions seems to indicate that such protective laws, along with the assistance provided by pregnancy care centers, which provide life-saving alternatives to abortion, are enabling more women to choose life for their unborn children. However, several states, California, New York, and at least a dozen others, publicly fund abortion for poor women. So, while the abortion industry saw declines among most demographic groups, it just happened to see growth among women for whom states were covering abortion costs. In other words, you get what you pay for. When tax dollars pay for abortion, you get more abortion. Even funding an organization that performs abortion leads to more abortions. The Planned Parenthood Federation of America, according to their own 2008-2009 annual report, showed over $1 billion in revenue, including $363.3 million in government grants and contracts, an increase from $165 million in 1998. Further, at a time when the overall number of abortions has decreased, Planned Parenthood reports performing more than 332,000 abortions for the period covered in the 2009 report, accounting for more than 27% of all abortions performed annually in the United States, and nearly double what they performed in 1998. Using the average cost estimates for a first trimester abortion of $451, Planned Parenthood clinics derived more than one-third, or $149.9 million, of their reported $404.9 million in income from abortions in 2008 and 2009. The abortion industry likes to argue that high abortion rates are due to insufficient government funding for so-called family planning, but the record seems at complete odds with that assertion. As Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry's giant, has received millions of tax dollars each year, abortions at their facilities have steadily increased at rates that very nearly match their increases in government funding. Ultimately, the Guttmacher report says less about pro-life laws and more about the aggressiveness of the abortion industry that, funded by tax dollars in many states, exploited poor women during the recession and profited from their misery. Remember, Planned Parenthood brought in over $1 billion during the height of the recession. Even though the report's attacks on pro-life legislation aren't backed up by any arguments against specific pieces of legislation, the abortion industry continues to attack pro-life laws at every turn. Because if more women choose life for their unborn children as a result of these life-affirming legislative initiatives, the abortion industry well knows that it will adversely impact their financial bottom line. They may argue that they're working to protect women's health, but make no mistake, the abortion industry, from the giants like Planned Parenthood to the individual abortionist, appear to be looking out for their bank accounts first, no matter how many lives they have to destroy in the process.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.